I know Larry, I don't know where Larry's at, but there he is. He, a few months ago, he hit me an email and says, hey, I'd like you to talk on this subject. And I thought to myself, well, that's, I can handle that. But, you know, I got caught on that greatness, great thing. What is great? And, you know, I think many of us had, have read Good to Great by Bill Collins. And maybe some of these millennium people, maybe they weren't even born back when that book came out. I'm not sure. But if you haven't read it, good stuff. And then there's also follow-up books there, too. But Good to Great. So I'm not sure if I'm really qualified. But my first reaction as I started to prepare for this talk was, well, you know what? I'm just going to go to a bunch of companies and kind of sift off the good stuff on top. You know, what are some of those points? And then come back to those points. And, yeah, I could give a talk about some of those things. And, okay, so guess what? We're in the internet age, right? So Mr. Google or Mrs. Google, you click in there, you put greatness, businesses, what do they look like? And so I made that nosedive. And I tell you what, actually, there's a lot of good stuff, actually really good stuff. And I could actually see a lot of them, how they connected, how they said, okay, whatever they're talking about, how they can apply that to their company. Stuff like being very focused, strategizing, excellent leadership teams, right people on the bus, right people in the right seat, and you're going the right direction. Might be a little bit more to some of that yet, but making sure you've got that. Talented staff, good profits, margins, cash. Cash is king. If you don't have cash, we're all in business, right? It doesn't go too far. We have, it brings opportunities, so you need to have those margins and things. How about this one? Having luck at the right time. Luck. I don't quite like that word, quite frankly. But again, looking at good businesses and what they describe, having luck at the right time. Innovation. How about tech savvy? Transparency. So, these are all great things, right? And actually, nothing wrong with any of them. And, you know, you didn't see the word come out too much of greed and corruptness. Those things weren't really in that, quote, great company type of thing. And, but I said, you know what? What about VPI or venture products and greatness? What's that look like? And can a company actually be great? I got stuck on that word. We strive for what? What do we strive for? Is that perfection? Or is life a journey? And greatness is something we're constantly striving for. Being the best that we can be. Is it not the same way we want to live our life and our walk with the Lord? Striving for the best that we can be for our Creator? So, guess what? Those Google things that I copied and pasted over on that Word doc, I just pitched them things. I said, you know what? Let's start anew here. And I said, you know, the best way to go do this about is just, you know, just go out and walk the floors and walk with people that I walk with daily. And just ask them that question. What's it look like, greatness? What do you want in a company? And you know what? It didn't take long. It didn't take long to a few things. And Ken's already related a bunch of these things. But it didn't take long to just come up with four quick points. And I says, well, I'm just going to go with those things. And those four points, just a quick summary, belonging, a feeling of ownership. They want a feeling, a sense of ownership. I'll go through these quickly, and then I'm going to come back to them a little bit. But contributing. They want to know that they are contributing to a cause, that their work means something. Engagement, talked about that. They want to be a part of a bigger movement, a part of the action. They want adopted in. Is that a good word to use, adopted in your family, in your business? Connected. And the fourth one then, treated with respect. Who doesn't want the golden rule to happen? We all want to be treated with respect. Have you ever had an adrenaline rush of excitement? What did it feel like? Okay, we've probably all been on a roller coaster, right? What's it feel like for that moment in time? What about in your work? Did you ever get that? Have you ever felt that type of excitement? What's it look like? Can you repeat it? Roller coaster, you kind of repeat. You can do it again and again. But can you do it in your work? I got a couple people on the shop floor as I walk around and do stuff. And one guy says, two of them, or three of them, there's a few of them. I always know when I come up to them, they're going to say, thank you for my job. I just love my work. And you know what they're going to know exactly what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to say, thank you for my job. I just love my work. That's so fun to hear those words. It just feels good. So, for a bit of fun, and I'm going to return back to those 4 points shortly, but I want to give you a very quick short video that shows what we do at Venture Products. Some of you may know very well what we do, and others maybe not as much. I think you'll get the feeling, though, what gets my adrenaline rolling. Okay, it is focused on product, but have fun with it. But I believe it does illustrate and overlaps with other things that we do daily within our business to keep the momentum going. And Scott, is that your name, Scott? Or Ken? Whatever his name is, but it's Scott, okay? Or Fred, whatever. But do you see what coat he had on yesterday? He's a mountaineer from West Virginia. Good stuff. Anybody else from Morgantown? All right. Well, you're going to see why Ventrac does awesome in Morgantown, PA. So watch the second West Virginia. Ooh, shit. Ooh. So watch that first, the second clip on this thing, and you'll see what we do well. So enjoy Ventrac.
This Ventrac is awesome. I mean, it is so impressive.
The Ventrac's not a gimmick. This machine does it.
How do they say it's a Jeep thing?
Yeah.
It's a Ventrac
it
thing.
You know
I'm even wearing Ventrac shirt. Come on, you guys.
Yeah. Well, the Ventrac was so impressive, we bought a second Ventrac. And we've had Ventracs now well over 10 years, and it would probably last forever.
My Ventrac is a year-long source of income for me. There are no down days. It doesn't matter what season. It's more versatile than anything I've ever owned.
But it's been a big game changer for me. In the past, I've always gone with a machine to do a specific job. And there's not many machines I would ever go out and look at where you've got different attachments to do different jobs.
I've been buying machines now for over 26, 27 years, and it's probably one of the best pieces of kit I've bought. One minute you're mowing a bank and you've come across a couple of tree stumps that you could do with taking out. You put the stump grinder on and you can go down there and you can take those stumps out as well.
I'll recommend that machine to anybody. You look at how nice this baseball field looks. That Ventrac made that possible to happen all in one day. And that's one person running the machine. I do not have a single complaint about that machine at all.
It was safer than what I ran. It was more productive than what I ran. And it got the job done without doing any turf damage.
I keep finding more to mow. Because the Ventrac is so reliable and goes anywhere.
We can't afford any downtime. So if we're going to do something, we need to have the best machines we can for the job, and that's why we use Ventracs.
Once you get onto the Ventrac, you'll never want to get off it. I just can't go back to the zero turn mower since I got her.
Completely made in the USA product.
Which is cool.
And it's not one of those crappy made in the USA products. It's, you know, this is true USA made, beautiful, thick steel.
You know, as a combat veteran, it means a lot to me to buy a product that's actually made and manufactured in the United States. I fought for this country, and that means a lot to me.
That machine that you see behind me is going to be part of my crew, hopefully until the day I retire, and hopefully for the next gentleman after me.
The only thing I don't like about Ventrac is it's a little sharp when you try to hug it. But, you know, just because if I could cuddle with it, I would. I mean, I love that machine.
Okay. Gotcha. I may be a bit biased, but doesn't that get your blood flowing? By golly, it does me. That's fun stuff. I just love it. Even to the point of you want to hug one of those things. Some of you, those of you that know the Steiner family, know that our DNA and passion is centered around steel, designing and enjoying product, especially product that has steel, uses steel and engines on it. But there's another side to it. It goes much deeper for me. That is the people side of things. How do we get the adrenaline turned up on that? That excitement to be the best of the best. What can that look like? I have a short story that I'm going to share. This has had a huge impact in changing our trajectory as a family, and that carries on even to today into our development, into our company that we have. Starts out in 1922, almost 100 years ago. My grandparents, John R. and Lizzie Steiner, sponsored a Russian refugee, Henry Penner, to travel to Ohio from what is now southern Ukraine. They provided for him with employment and housing so that he could become an American citizen. Shortly after Henry's arrival to the family farm, my grandparents learned that his passion was not getting the horses out to till the fields, but rather for working with metal. So, to fuel his interest and continue to help him build a life and sustainable employment, my grandfather purchased tools and materials to set up a blacksmith shop. Actually, it was from Sears and Roebuck. If you think back, I don't know, they've been over 100 years, but I don't know how you made orders back at Sears and Roebuck then, but I can, you know, the Morse code thing, or I'm not quite sure what they did. I know how we would do it today, but anyhow, this forge that's on here, anvil, horseshoes, and other tools arrived via train into the depot at Dalton. Some of you are a little bit close here, just a local little town down the road. This anvil we still have today, and us brothers, family, have used this many, many years. It's been in our business and our shop the whole way up through. But Henry worked in the blacksmith shop for years before moving to a neighboring town and opening an auto body shop, and that was in Massillon. Even though Henry had moved on, metal continued to play a central role in the life of our family. My father, especially, was drawn to inventing and building with steel, and he merged his creativity and skills with entrepreneurial spirit to develop new farming equipment and processes. And my six brothers, and I've got a couple of my brothers here, I'm just going to introduce. Glenn, put your hand up. He's my oldest brother, number one. His wife, Arnita, beside him. And my brother, Mark, he's number six, right? Yeah, number six. And his wife, Karen, great to have you guys here. My wife is back in the corner. We have a little foster baby with us today. It's kind of cool. Rhoda, good to have her. And, you know, we're talking about team. We'll talk about team. But Angie's here helping me. She's awesome. She loves the Lord. It's cool to build people around you that just can inspire to what you're doing, too, and the things that you do every day. So great to have Angie here, too, because she takes care of me quite a bit. It's pretty nice. But my six brothers and I, along with our dad, but we learned the art of steel. We learned the art of welding at the same time we were learning our ABCs, okay? So as we were getting into school and learning those things, math and arithmetic, they called it back then, we were encouraged to innovate and build throughout our lives. As strong and as essential as the foundation of metalwork in our family was a commitment to serving others. That decision to sponsor Henry Penner was one example of many acts of generosity and service in my grandparents and my parents' lives. This commitment to helping others was deeply ingrained into our upbringing. My parents modeled this orientation continually, from opening our homes daily to friends and strangers to traveling nationally and internationally with us boys to help others in the wake of natural disasters and to serve ongoing needs in underdeveloped communities. Service is a part of our DNA, and it also has been a building block of our company. So as we continue to build from our long-lasting legacy of steel and metalwork that has brought our family and our company together today, we are equally aware of the parallel legacy of service and generosity as a core value of our company. We have developed a heritage principle to articulate this value. And at the end of the day, let this day be better because you were in it. At the end of this week, at the end of this month, at the end of the year, at the end of your life, let this world be better because you were in it. In 2018, in celebration of Venture Products, 20th anniversary of the Ventrac that you saw up here, this brand, we honored the legacy of service inspired by our grandparents' sponsoring of Henry Penner. We built a tractor for YWAM, Youth with a Mission, out of Kyiv, Ukraine. His tractor and three attachments. The tractor was delivered during the week of Thanksgiving 2018. YWAM Kyiv operates on an 8-acre campus, and the tractor has already become really valuable to their staff there with the snow that they get, and of course going into the summertime with a mower deck and other things that they can do with it. Though we participate in service projects throughout the year in our local area, this gift to an organization in Ukraine was especially meaningful. Giving Henry Penner's contribution to our family all those years ago, for me, the most rewarding was seeing the impact of the service project as all of our employees embraced the effort to sow the threads of generosity and enthusiasm towards serving others, and then seeing it stitched, how it stitched the company together was remarkable. So we're gonna play a little video. It's actually about 5 minutes long, a little bit long, but as we go through it, you're gonna see the making of this tractor and the attachments, and you're gonna see the employee body brace himself behind that, and then also finally getting to the other end, unloading that tractor and for the YWAM group there. So pretty cool, so let's go for it.
My name is Dallas Steiner, CEO of Venture Products. This year we're celebrating our 20th anniversary for Ventrac. It was exciting for me when our marketing department came into my room and said, you know what? What could we do for our 20th anniversary? We have a budget. I had to think to myself, as a company, how could we give back? How could we do something for someone else? And so, just being in Ukraine a couple times and realizing that YWAM was there, a ministry, and as we dialogued and understood their ministries of working with kids, working with orphans, working with families, working with refugees, working with the soldiers that come back from the conflict, widows, and then also in their education and their ministries that they did with that.
We run all kinds of programs focused on various areas, and our heart really is to train people to go into every area of society, you know, whether it's church, whether it's science and technology, whether it's government, whether it's business, whether it's the arts. That's what we're trying to do. We want to raise new leaders in those areas. The state orphan system is just rough. They say there's 100,000 orphans in Ukraine.
All the orphans are actually in the state-run orphanage facilities. So they are there from whatever age they were taking from the family or lost their parents to 18. So they, and at the age of 18, they are released into the society. And they have no basic skills, like how do you shop, how do you budget, how do you wash your clothes. So all of that was missing.
And the other thing is society just does not accept the orphan. Once an orphan, always an orphan. That's the phrase in Ukraine. They'll do anything to survive. They'll steal, they'll cheat, they'll lie. And you know, that's the case. So that's our heart, is to help break that. Break those barriers, break those walls, and get them out of that environment and onto our property where it's peaceful. It's a place where we can just pour into them.
They have 8 acres there. They have a lot of snow. They need to remove the snow. They have acreage to mow. It really made an impact on me, like, you know what? They need a Ventrac. What we're going to do is we're going to donate a tractor with three attachments, a 4500 series tractor with a mower deck, a power bucket, and a blade. everybody that's involved through laser, through fabrication, through welding. And then when it gets painted and assembled, we're going to be able to offer that tractor and bless that tractor to go over to Ukraine. And one of the reasons why it's going to be so helpful for them is they do have some other pieces of equipment that are very old, though, and they would like to replace that and be a lot more efficient for them. And also the maintaining, a lot of stuff doesn't get maintained if you don't have the proper equipment to do it. So it's going to be nice to really maintain the YWAM base there. That's really the art of, I believe, why we're here on this earth, to be a support and help to others around the world and in our own local community. It's exciting to get our whole company involved to donate a tractor to the YWAM base in Kyiv, Ukraine.
Teşekkür ederim.
Muy obrigada.
Rahmet.
Maraming maraming salamat po.
Merci beaucoup.
Дякую.
Байранки. Vielen lieben Dank.
Nolio sei banco sogno. Спасибо.
Merci beaucoup.
Дякую.
Ramanandri.
To everyone at Venture Products, thank you so much for this gift of donating this tractor. It's just such a blessing to us. We cannot say thank you enough.
Giving back to Ukraine 100 years later and incorporating our whole employee body, seeing them sign that hood, that's cool. That gives me shivers, okay? But embracing generosity and giving back, that's what gets my adrenaline rolling. It had an impact on our company, and it's kind of difficult to explain. I don't even know how to explain it, but very powerful to all. And we wouldn't be where we are today if not for the generosity of my grandparents and the ongoing work of my parents. We thank them for the legacy of generosity and the importance of being able to give back. I knew there was something special about Ukraine a few years ago when I flew in there one time into Kyiv, and them old wheels, if you're in the airplane, you know when they hit that ground, it comes to a screech a little bit. And God just, I was reading a book called Angel's Army. I don't think it had anything to do with it, but I thought I was reading in there. And God just said, you know what? Something's really going to be magnificent here. Something, a huge impact's going to happen. No idea. But when you see this type of thing, that's huge. That's pretty cool. To finish out on the YWAM story of Ukraine, YWAM was also in need of finishing a multi-purpose facility centered in Kyiv. This is the facility on top. They needed to finish out about $500,000 they needed. And we thought, you know what? Could we potentially, if we found a donor that would match $100,000, okay? And could our company take the challenge to match that? Shareholders, directors, company-wise, employee body, whoever, anybody that we could ask around, you know, could it be possible? So we took on that task, and we're still in that mode, okay? Our money-raising time was for 6 months, starting between October 2018 and finishing by the end of March. Each month, in our company-wide employee meeting, we would update the employee body and how we were doing as we continued to move the bar higher and higher up the thermometer. We also gave an additional $50 in every employee profit check at, around the winter time, Christmas time, with the hopes that they would donate to the YWAM project or any other charity of their choice. We felt this was a great opportunity for a teaching moment on giving back. Our employees don't know this yet because it's not March when we have our monthly meeting, but they'll soon know it, another week. But proud to say that we've achieved 100%. But almost, at the end of February. So even with 1 month to go, that's awesome. We've had suppliers, legal firms, banks, insurance people, friends, and then our whole group at Venture Products involved. That's totally awesome. And Ken, we don't just bat the baseball thing. We bat 100%. We hit it out of the park, 10 for 10. Pretty chilling. It's awesome. We hope to even be able to send a group to Ukraine later this year. Have to figure out some of those things, how we do that. You help in the construction of this building as well. Just kind of getting started on it as far as the inside of the construction. Wow, to think all of the people that have been involved in achieving this goal, what an act of kindness, all with a common thread of practicing generosity, a giving spirit. Now that's greatness. Almost every day I walk the floors and people continue to ask, how's the YWAM tractor doing? Are we close yet on the money match? How are we doing? It just doesn't get any better than that. God's good. Be it through future projects in the Ukraine or in our backyard, we'll continue to engage in the meaningful service work as a company. Not because it's an annual company, objective, or a box to check off of, but because it's who we are, Venture Products. For me, true greatness is when you can get your whole family, Venture Products family, with a servant heart on the same page, even if it's just for a moment. Wow. I really don't want that momentum to stop. So, okay, enough on that, but back to the four bullet points. Since now you know what gets me rolling, I'll try to slow down the momentum wheel just a bit, but guess what? This is what our employees told me. That is what they want. They want to enjoy, love coming to work every day. It creates that continuous momentum. So we're going to dig into them just a little bit. And again, some of these are going to really respond to a little bit what was talked about last night and this morning, but belonging. Those that come to work every day, they want to belong. They want a sense of being a part of a family, a feeling of ownership, belonging. They want a positive environment to come to each day to grow and be successful. Culture, we talked about that a little bit. We call that culture. We work hard at our culture constantly. It's something you have to fight for every day in your business, every day. Our businesses must create a culture of respect, a culture that does not compromise values, a culture that values honesty, integrity, and treats others the way we want to be treated. It's just, again, hard to beat the golden rule idea. As leaders in our business, it is important that we set the bar high and train up people who will carry on that torch. Outcome of healthy organizations is the commitment level demonstrated by employees to work for the common good of an organization and not just themselves. So how do you measure that? Do we communicate appreciation to all who contribute, or just a few? Do we sacrifice ourselves willingly for a change or a goal? Or is additional money the motivator? I think here at Venture Products, we do pretty good at focusing on collaborating to meet goals and not just individual glory. Example I always think is towards the end of 2018. And, you know, that last week of between Christmas and New Year's is always a little bit slower year or a time frame and kind of backing off and into the paint line. They said, we're gunning it, man. We're going to hit 1 million parts in 2018 of painting. And we got into that last week. And you know what? Guess what? A lot of people took off, et cetera, et cetera. And they only hit 980,000 parts. A little bit disappointed. But you know what? The excitement was, man, that team, we're going to do this together. We're going to make this happen. We're going to hit it. And that's collaboration. One of the most obvious indications that you have a healthy workplace, what is it? Anybody guess? The obvious. It's the smile on people's faces. Proud of belonging to a great company. Are they smiling when you greet them? Or is there an avoidance? A scowl? It's simple, but it's a true barometer. When they are smiling, they aren't complaining. They are helping each other on the lines, in the office, instead of fighting with comments like, that isn't my job, I wasn't hired for that. It is important to have top leaders who spend time on all levels so that it isn't a shock to employees when you are interacting with them. They don't feel they need to hide because they assume they did something wrong. Healthy workplaces greet all levels of leadership and employment and employees the same, warm and welcoming. I want to read a note from one of those employees we mentioned went out. He's a leader in our well department about belonging. He says, for me, working at Venture Products is a place that I can feel at home. I started working here on January 30th, 2012. I instantly fell in love with this company. I am blessed to be able to wake up every day and come to work. I am able to provide for myself and enjoy what I'm doing. Ventrac honesty really means a lot to me. I think it should be an organizational number one policy. They have developed a culture where people are invited to see others as people. As a leader here at Ventrac, my goal is to influence others as much as Ventrac has influenced me. Ventrac has taught me to always have a positive attitude and be as kind to others as they are. When I talk to others about Ventrac, I get so excited. Not a lot of people can say that. I know that I'm truly appreciated for all my hard work. Contributing to the cause. People want to know that their work means something. They want to know that what they do has an effect on the future or the success of the company. That welder, the machinist, whomever, the ones that are doing the paperwork, it doesn't matter. They want to know that their part has something to do with the rest of the success. Are we communicating that everyone is important? Each person is an important cog in making it all happen for the success of all and the company. Every month, we have a tool that we go over with our employee body. Here you see it, the four things, top objectives for VPI, for Venture Products. Everyone knows that we hold to these, that not only will it be rewarding for profit sharing at the end of the year, but it's a great place to come to work each day. 100% customer satisfaction. So you can say, well, how do you rate that? Well, we actually rate that for this year number is off the customers that buy Ventrac and they register their tractor and how well they're experienced and what they like of the product, okay? But who is your customer? And so our employees know very well that it's the neighbor to them that's working beside them. They know very well that if they're in fabrication, their customer is the welder department. If they're in the welding, their customer is the paint person, and just continues on like that. So a little bit, we gauge that off of the customer response from people that are buying our products. Sales, that's not hard to figure out every month and your budget score, where that's at. We share that with them. Profits, achieving profit goals. And very, very key to making sure that we're sharing those types of things also with our employee body. I'll talk a little bit more on that. Great place to work. Grow and develop. And Ken was talking about that thing on the top and that pinnacle thing, but this is our pinnacle part. And I just love when we have that at the top. Cultivating a great place to work, grow, and develop. That's a core priority for us. It just kind of sheds all over everything. Healthy organizations teach their expectations and values often. So people understand what is acceptable and what isn't. If we allow behaviors that don't align with our values, to continue, then employees interpret our motivation as hypocritical. Let me read that again. If we allow behaviors that don't align with our values to continue, then employees interpret our motivation as hypocritical. When that happens, trust is lost, and so is the culture. We have training, venture products, we have VPI University, and all year long, people can take advantage of advancing classes and to advance themselves. We offer leadership courses, communication, computer classes. We stress how they can apply their learning at work and at home. We have a deep understanding of the DISC, and y'all are going to get into the DISC more here today. A deep understanding of that, and we all need each other to be successful. The impact this class has when they apply it in the workplace, and guess what? We see that being applied in their personal side too, in their home environment. Life is a life-changing thing, and for the good. All people want to feel like they're contributing, that their work means something. And we have everybody, basically, that wants to take that DISC test in our company do that. But listen to what an IT support assistant says about his contribution, about contributing. Working here has been given me great opportunities to move forward in life, and the best part is not having to move forward alone. The management here pushes us to grow and to move forward. We are kept up to date on safety and have monthly meetings to show us where we are as a company and how we're going to continue to grow. The way people at Ventrac care about my family and the support they show to us succeed is outstanding. They show to see us succeed is outstanding. Everyone is willing to help in any way possible, even if it's not their job to help, which makes coming to work that much better. Feeling safe, coming to work is a big thing. No one wants to come to work and feel mistrusted or mistreated. Everyone is so polite and nice here. I never have to worry about being mistreated. You can tell the Venture Products, Inc. has been built on Christian foundation, showing their kindness and caring for their customer and employees, even in the way they give back to the community. Such a blessing and a wonderful place to work. Number three, engagement. Are your people engaged? One indicator of healthy work environment is measured by engagement. Do your employees feel they are part of a bigger movement? And do they take ownership in that contribution? We currently have an exciting project going called Tillmore. Tractor there on the right. Designing manufacturing equipment to serve a marketplace for small and medium farmers, and growers around the world, even in North America. In fact, the Tillmore logo, which you see over there, was decided upon by the employee body. Gave a variety of others to choose from, and that's the one that come out on top. We launched the Tillmore project basically at the beginning of 2018, and we got a long ways to go yet. We're in the cultivation tools really heavy right now, but the product itself, the tractors are getting released, not only this tractor, but also two-wheel type unit too for cultivation this year. So pretty exciting for us. But very important, though, that we can keep connected. People want to stay connected with what's going on. And so every few months or whatever, we report on how this project's coming with our whole employee body. And, you know, we have about maybe 15, 18, 20 people out on the road a lot of times, our sales force and stuff. They can't participate every month. So guess what? We video these things so that we can send them out to them and they can keep connected, because that's a part of being a part of the team, is being connected. This past 2 years, we have tremendous growth, 37% growth in 2018, 31% growth in 2017. Things have not stayed the same. You can just only imagine. Things have to change. Change is always happening, and people want to hear about it. For us, monthly meetings is our way to keep engagement happening. This has worked out well, even if it means 300 and some people coming together to spend 30 minutes to an hour together once a month. I've heard people say, man, we got so much work done. It's time. We've got to stop, come together, and be together on things, what's going on, communicating. These are some of the ways that we have measured engagement. We talked about surveys a little bit last night, administrative engagement surveys, so we can keep a pulse on what people are thinking and whom we, and sometimes you don't hear from voices, certain ones, and so we need to hear those voices, and that's a good way to do it. As mentioned before, our monthly employee communication meetings, people do pay attention. They ask questions at the meeting, or sometime in the future, they come around and say, well, hey, what about that? They remember. So our employees do that. Referrals from employees. We get very high rate of referrals. We offer a $100 reference referral bonus. So it isn't the money that is driving these referrals. It is that employees feel that this is a good place to work at. New applicant streams. We get a steady flow of applicants. We always ask, why Ventrac? And the common response is, I hear it is a great place to work. Or, I only hear great things about Ventrac. To keep a healthy work environment, we must never lose that reputation. We must screen out those that would do harm to our culture, to our environment. It's so important to keep your culture thriving. That means we will turn away people and wait for the right person during this tough recruiting times. If we relax this principle, then our culture will suffer. Interviewing skills isn't foolproof. We talked about that this morning. So when we do get someone that isn't respectful or others and isn't engaged with the company, we need to have the courage to exit them sooner rather than later. We do that in a respectful manner, but it is key to keeping the culture thriving. Engagement. Can generosity go in under engagement? I think it can. Just from the example, a sense of family, VPI, generosity. Not only do we support a mission like YWAM or local service projects, but we share in the success of people. I'd mentioned about profit sharing. We have a chart that is shared monthly with our employee body, how we're doing that month, how we did, what it looks like. So fun to get their take on it. And it can be a little surprising at the end of the year for them when they receive their check. This past year, profit sharing resulted in much more than an extra month of pay. And this coming year, we'll see where it goes. You know, it could be a 3-week to a 6-week type of thing. But it's an amount of sum that really they can respect and say, I want to work for this company that can really put towards doing what they were talking about and giving back. So not only is it giving back to YWAM and the community, it's making sure that we're taking care of the people that work with you. Sometimes it's just a $50 Visa card or something that says, you know what, job well done, thanks. Or a pizza party with a few people. Or you got to watch that when you got a bunch of people and you have a pizza party in one corner. Yeah, you know, but again, hey, if your supervisor decides that's what they want to do, go for it, big time, that's fine. But, you know, there are a few things as you continue to grow, you have to always be a little bit aware of what you're doing. Generosity creates ownership. Make generosity a part of your growth strategy. So whether you have a 1 year, or 5 year, or 100 year, I don't care how long, just make sure that's a part of your strategy, okay? Here's a testimonial from one of our outside salespersons on engagement and generosity. I just want to thank you for another great year at Ventrac. I realize that profit sharing is optional, and the fact that you allow your employees to take part in and benefit from the successes we've achieved over the past 5 years speaks to the generosity of the Steiner family as a whole. With the decision that were made, the strategy that was put in place, the organization you have designed, the world-class talent we have, and the product we're creating, cool product, by the way. Anyhow, we are well positioned to deliver growth in all of our targeted markets again next year and beyond. We have seen incredible results the past 5 years, and I'm proud to be associated with such a great group of people and to have been a small part of the effort, a piece of the action, a small piece, making it whole. And this is a sales guy that runs the roads. I mean, I don't know, they put 50, 80,000 miles on a year type of deal, part of it. And lastly, the fourth bullet point, and Ken, I made sure I had my notes this morning. I wasn't going to go where you did last night because I didn't want to give, is his name Scott up here? Okay, I didn't want to give him 30 seconds. I just could not trust that part. So I've got him here. I'm going to roll with it. Healthy culture. Treat others with respect. We know we have a healthy culture if we see evidence of collaboration and respect for others and opinions. That is our culture, and you really notice when a lone wolf comes in and can't seem to work collaboratively and lives in secrecy. In a healthy work environment, this person sticks out like a sore thumb, and we try to engage with them to change the behavior. If we don't notice that difference, it would mean we have too many of those people, and that would mean a change of our culture. Got that? If you aren't aware of those things happening, they will change your culture. Probably not the way you want it. Nothing can destroy a company quicker than a dominating, controlling, and secret agenda. Angie, I think I'm getting close. Okay, what's the time? Yeah. All right. But in order to work differently, people have to feel like they can be vulnerable and safe, that their vulnerability and honesty won't be used against them. Leadership, we must stick up. All the leaders from bottom to top, top to bottom, we must stick up for our people. As leaders in our businesses, it is important that we set the bar high and train up people who will carry on that torch. Jesus taught us how we should treat others, those that we lead. Psalms 26:3 says, "Your constant love, Lord, is my guide, and your faithfulness always leads me." Jesus is saying, I will lead you with my love, not with my laws. That is how the good shepherd leads. So let's follow his example. Matthew 18:12, if a shepherd has 100 sheep and one is lost, Jesus is going after that lost one. Every sheep matters. How am I doing? How are you doing? Is each one important? It takes unselfish people to lead your company, a willingness to leave the 99 and go out and find that lost one. We don't grow for our benefit, but in Jesus' name is how we grow. Little things do matter. This is a note from our press break operator, said on respect. VPI is a place I wish all my friends and family could work. I enjoy the friendly work atmosphere or the environment. I'm an appreciated employee, and I'm treated with respect by every member of this company. That's just not the Steiner family. It's everybody, okay? VPI is extremely organized with scheduling and production, which keeps us busy working. They also keep me informed about the company with our monthly meetings. It lets me know that we are in good hands. When I go to bed at night, I can feel reassured that I will have a job the next day and be able to provide for my family. Venture truly cares about all of its employees and customers. I see how they stand behind everyone 100%. They have passion for what they do, and that reflects onto everyone. I love being a part of all this. So in conclusion, what is greatness? What's greatness look like? And my pastor says quite often, he says, if it is of God, really want it. I want what God desires. Life is a journey, and greatness is something we are striving for, being the best that we can be. It is so important, though, we do need to invest heavily into your people. Of course, there are the financial investments like training and benefits, but even more important are the emotional investments we as leaders can make with our employees and their family. That's more important than the other part. Building a relationship with people and doing the extra unexpected things as if they were truly part of your family makes a huge difference in creating that culture. It's not a lot like when Grandpa purchased that anvil for Henry. That anvil is a great reminder to us to invest in others, draw on all the talents of those around us, get that adrenaline flow going, get that excitement happening with everybody that you're involved with. So let us do what is right, as Jesus said in Mark 10, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be greatness, to be greatness of all must be the slave of all. A friend said recently, he's talking with someone that he looked up to, and he told me, he says, if you want to be successful, greatness, you leave your ego outside the door, in the car, in the parking lot, every day. Let's be in that mode of serving others. We each have been given talents. Jesus expects them to be used to their fullest. Greatness is part of the journey. We are called on our journey to be the best we can be. And if that means chucking the ego at the door, we talked about ego, get rid of that thing, let it be so. Make it happen. I think you said mirroring Jesus. We need to be about that. Let's build upon just being good or average and be the best we are called to be in God's sight. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate talking.